The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one, I'm not trading for Scooble if I'm the Yankees. They have a million reasons not to do it. They're the best team in the American League. They have a very strong starting rotation. Once you get Max Fried back, you have three aces already. Cam Schlittler's the best pitcher in the American League. He's going to win the Cy Young. Certainly if he continues going the way he's going. Fried coming back from injury, and then Gerrit Cole, even if Gerrit Cole's not prime Gerrit Cole, which I think is understandable. I mean, he's not super young. He's coming off a major injury, but he's essentially your third starter, which makes him the best third starter really in the entire American League. So any series that the Yankees have, they have the advantage, at least through the American League, as far as the pitching goes. And then the offense, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt, who I've been saying all along is a borderline Hall of Famer, but he continues to perform this way, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. This feels like the final finishing touches on a Hall of Fame career. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt, another homer tonight off Scooble. He has been sensational, especially against lefties. He's basically Barry Bonds off of lefties. Dominguez had a great game tonight. Bednar has been sensational, especially since the home run he gave off to Tyrone Taylor in the Subway Series, the first round at Citi Field, the version of the Subway Series. The final version this year will be in September. So everything's great. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan right now, I think the time for nitpicking will be down the line, around the deadline, September, things of that nature. But sit back, kick back, enjoy the ride. Enjoy a lollipop, because that's what it's all about, much like Jazz Chisholm, and be happy and grateful that this is your baseball team because they are playing unbelievable. As far as the Mets, two things I'm certain about. Number one, David Stearns is not going anywhere. Number two, the Mets are going to hire a general manager. As far as the manager himself, they're not firing him. They're not firing him. I mean, they've had multiple opportunities to do that. They're not going to do that, which I've also said. Now, I've given you the checkpoint sort of thing, which is, I feel like, is always the case. Hey, Memorial Day, 4th of July, trade deadline, things of that nature. They're not firing him. If you want to talk Alex Cora, we can, but Alex Cora has not taken a job until the offseason. I think the Mets know that. I think that's somebody that they certainly have their eyes on. How could they not? I think of Cora like I thought of Harbaugh. He's going to be highly sought after. He's going to be wined and dined, much like the Giants did that with Harbaugh because they were desperate, and they needed that head coach to sort of pair with Jackson Dart and get the Giants back to relevancy and back to relevancy year in and year out and hopefully back to the Super Bowl and to win a championship so they could have a parade, they could join the Knicks. Same thing with the Mets here. And we all want the same thing. I mean, I'm ticker tape Tommy at this point. I was at the parade last week. I want parades for my teams for the rest of time. And certainly, you know, I'm not going to root against your teams. If you want to have a parade too, I could be ticker tape Tommy for that as well. But the focus to me with the Giants is there. And then with the Yankees, you don't need my help. But the Mets, those are the things I'm certain about. I think Cora's on their radar. Stearns is not going anywhere. And I am certain they're hiring a general manager. And I'm 80% certain that man's name is Carlos Beltran. Let's go to Bobby in Staten Island here on The Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, you know, I know what you just said about Scooble, and I don't know. I think they probably need to prioritize some more clutch.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's to me. I understand excess, but listen, if you looked at this team, catcher, relief,
right,
pitching, that's the priority. Scooble's amazing. You'd love to have him, but when you have three studs, to trade for Scooble would be, I think, foolish considering what you have in the rotation already and the minor needs that this team has to fill out their World Series championship roster. You know what I mean?
They've got a lot of, I think the biggest problem, and they've had it since, honestly, 2017, the beginning of this run, is they have a trouble scoring in the clutch with guys on second and two outs or in with people in running or in scoring position. I think they just really need to have that clutch gene. And I do love Tarek Skubal. I'm curious, do you think if we did like a – would they say no to Dominguez and Spencer Jones for Tarek Skubal?
I just wouldn't make the trade. Now, you could present certain trades to me. I wouldn't do it. Now, would I go after him in the offseason? Of course. If you feel like, hey, money is whatever, they're the Yankees, they don't have a GoFundMe account to sign free agents, so they have the money to sign him. But I wouldn't trade a Spencer Jones or even a Dominguez at this point unless it filled a massive void for this team. Right now, starting pitching is the least of any type of problems they have, which they certainly don't have many, but if they did, it would be relief pitching behind Bednar, and you'd like to have a starting catcher here, but I'm not trading, you know, those type of prospects unless I'm getting a big-time, not prospects, but big-time young players, unless I'm getting a star, you know, catcher. I think Skubal's excess, I feel like that's something... Yes, we've criticized the Yankees in the last couple of years for not doing this.
Like a Ryan Jeffers? Do you think he could be
something like that. I know we've criticized the Yankees for not going the extra mile, not being the Dodgers, not doing the extra things. But right now, with the way they are, I don't think they need to go that extra mile, especially in the rotation. I think they need to add two or three relievers. They got to find a catcher. They got to figure out something, and I appreciate the call, Bobby, something to do with Volpe and little tinkering here and there, and then obviously getting Judge back, obviously getting Stanton back, obviously getting Grisham back, obviously getting a fully healthy. But, I mean, when you have Paul Goldschmidt basically putting together an all-star campaign, it really helps fill that void that was left by those injuries. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. I'm not going to sugarcoat the Mets' losses today, especially the one at night. I understand people's frustration. I understand their anger. I understand they're upset. You're not going to get overwhelmingly positive Tommy tonight. You're not going to get negative Tommy. You're not going to get moderate Tommy. You are going to get positive Tommy in moderation. I set out looking at this month as, hey, if they finish 500 in June, considering the record, that would be a heck of a month. They need to go 5-1 over the final six here to accomplish that goal. So I'm always hopeful that they can, even at the darkest hour. But I understand the Alonso chance, which, listen, Steve Cohen, you could chant Pete Alonso all you want and do it. You have that right as a paying customer. Steve Cohen was just as responsible as Stearns was for the departure of Pete Alonso. So chanting his name, it's not going to make Steve Cohen fire David Stearns. If anything, it is ammunition for across town, which I don't know why you'd want to provide that, but again, do whatever you want. Cohen and Stearns were in lockstep on that. And that's one of those situations with Pete Alonso. We're not going to know whether or not that was the right move until years down the line. Everybody knew Pete Alonso would hit 40 home runs this year or close to it and over 100 RBIs. It was more about what he would do 3, 4, 5 years from now. And the replacement was going to be Polanco. He just hasn't gotten on the field. And David Stearns has talked about looking at injured players or guys that have a long history of injuries, perhaps taking a longer look at that situation and maybe shying away from that. Which I think is going to be the most admission of wrong that you're going to get from him. And look, people don't like the smirk. They don't like the smile. It's much like Buddy the Elf. He smiles all the time. And his father, who didn't want to believe that he, along with his, not wife, but nice young lady, they birthed this man elf, and they didn't really want to accept that, this, you know, the situation in the movie. David Stearns does smile a lot. I know that frustrates a lot of people. I understand the frustration. But if the team was winning, you wouldn't be frustrated. That's really what it's all about. And I think the Mets are going to keep Stearns, but they're going to hire a general manager. And I'm 80% sure that man's name is Carlos Beltran. Let's go to Eric in Booton, New Jersey. What's up, E?
Hey, a couple things. Thank God you got rid of the loogie. It just has a...
Why didn't get rid of it?
Visual that's not...
Why didn't get rid of it?
This one tastes good.
But I didn't get rid of it, though.
What's that?
I didn't get rid of it.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
should I get
anyway,
rid of it?
That's up to you. Just
well, I mean, it's one of those things. You know what it is? I grew up in an era, Eric, where singers, rappers, musicians, when their song came on, they would announce themselves. You know, Jason Derulo. So I feel like I have to do that. I doubt you know Jason Derulo, so I didn't expect a laugh there. But I do it too because I go, Lukey. And I think that a lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it. And little secret, when people hate and at the same time love it, when you're polarizing, you keep it in this business. But it's not about my nicknames tonight. It's about about
100%. No, I get you. I get you. Hey, real quick, I got a handful of things. I'll try to be fast. I do, listening to you, feel like you are subconsciously defending Stearns.
No. In terms of what? Let me hear. Okay, give me a situation where you think I've defended him or that I'm defending him.
I didn't take notes, so it's a great question. Okay. But just different things about, you know, where you're going, the Alonso thing. I mean, I'm a Mets fan since 65. And one of the things that our struggling Mets fans have faced is there's no foundation, there's no history. And so, you know, maybe they have to overpay for Pete. He wanted to perform this year, certainly better than what we got.
Yeah, nobody's going to deny what Pete Alonso is going to do this year. And listen, I wish the best for him. I love Pete Alonso, and I bet you he's going to have a great career there in Baltimore. But this was an organizational decision, and I don't think it was about overpaying for him. They don't want to pay him, period. Well, let me rephrase that. They didn't want to give him a long-term deal. If Pete Alonso would have taken a one-year deal or a deal like Bo Bichette where there's opt-outs, I think the Mets would have obliged. But Pete wanted what he wanted. He got what he wanted. The Mets got what they wanted. And unfortunately, there's a lot of fans that didn't get what they wanted, and that's always the part that sucks when the fans feel like they didn't get what they wanted, and I feel for them. I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, well, anyway, leave it on that. It's the whole run prevention thing, I think.
Yeah, I know, and I know people get hung up on that, Eric, and I'll let you finish, my apologies, but I know people want to get hung up on the run prevention. Between you and me and a lamppost, Eric, I don't know what the heck that even means. It feels like one of those phrase things you hear in a Seinfeld episode. I don't really know if it actually has any kind of real meaning.
No, well, that's kind of the point. It was almost like a false justification.
No, it might mean something, Eric. It could mean something to them. I'm not quite sure exactly technically what it means because I just hear it. I think we all hear it, Eric, and nobody actually truly knows what it means. And I think people get hung up on, because we are a society where it's buzzwords, it's phrases, and that kind of gets ingrained in our brain. And I think the run prevention thing has sort of stuck with Met fans, and David Stearns, when he said that, I think was him putting it out there, and now it's kind of stuck like glue.
Yeah, it's the latest cliche or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, a cliche or whatever.
To the point of, I really agreed with the clinical psychologist you had on.
Yeah, well, just to be fair, I didn't have a clinical psychologist on. He just called as one, but he is one.
Yeah.
That's funny the way he said it.
I agree with a lot of things that he said, and one of the things is, and I think you talked about it too, accountability and messaging, right? I mean, stand up and say you messed up. We didn't make good move. And I know you mentioned Stearns did that once, but the majority of the Met fans didn't hear that. You know, and they need somebody to say it's going to be okay, because a lot of people's perception, mine included, is the Cohn's move on the Mets was a small piece in the larger play, and the larger play's not happening now, making that grab across the street. And it almost seems like since he got that thing going.
Yeah, you know what? Be careful. Secondary. Be careful. Be careful with that, Eric. And I would just be careful with that. I know the team is not off to the start they're off to, but when you start saying that it's about a casino, that's where I think you start to creep out to the deep end. And I if you want to go there, go there. I'm not going to follow you.
I'm just trying to figure out.
They have an enormous payroll. They paid Juan Soto a ton of money. I don't think Steve Cohen cares more about a casino than he does about the success of this team.
But then why is
Why don't I have five million dollars in my pocket and Sydney Sweeney is not my wife? Why, you know what I mean, Eric? Why? I mean, because they're not winning right now. I don't think it has anything to do with the casino. So let's please, if we can, not go down the route of things of that nature, because I don't buy into any of that stuff. That is honking your horn in traffic because you're frustrated. That's what that is. I'm mad, I'm upset, so let me honk the horn. If the Mets were going down the Canyon of Heroes, Steve Cohen could open up 17 casinos outside Citi Field and nobody would say a word about it. It's about winning. It's about winning. When you don't win, these are the sort of things that creep up. But I would just advise you not to go down that road. If you do, you do. That's up to you. But I'm not going to go down that road. First of all, I've been screaming for fun stuff to do. Now, listen, casinos can be a sensitive thing, but always gamble responsibly. But I have wanted this sort of environment outside of Citi Field forever. I look at Yankee Stadium on River Ave and it's Mardi Gras after these games. You got girls dancing in the streets. Billy's and stands are just incredible. I love those places. The only problem with them is that they're filled with Yankee fans. That's a joke. If you can't take a joke, I don't know what to tell you. I'm joking. Everybody relax. I'm just joking. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, I met a Yankee fan one night at Billy's and Stands, and he bought McJoggle and Marash a beer. He wouldn't buy me one. It's like, bro, aren't we all Americans here? Just because I'm a Met fan, and I've poked fun at your baseball team a little bit. Come on. And you have every right to poke back at me now. I totally understand that. All well and good. And you don't owe me a beer, but don't buy those two idiots a beer. I mean, geez. Let them reach into their pocket. They both got bloated salaries. Let them pay. Especially Marash. Jeez. 888-808-101. I mean, please. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. These are also known as jokes, what I'm doing up here. Let's go. If we can't laugh, if we can't just try to take a little bit of the attention off of it, to laugh, to have a little fun, to enjoy the moment, to realize, hey, let's get back to not feeling miserable and frustrated, which I'm sure a lot of people out there are. I get it. You know, if I get offer a little bit of fun, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of laugh, I hope that makes your Luke evening go a little better. Teddy is in Yonkers. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, Luke, let me ask you a question. I know you refer to yourself as Positive Tommy, but let's deal with facts. The Mets stink. They smell like a rat, okay, in a house. With food on the table, okay?
Wait. Hold on a second. They smell like the rat, or they smell like a rat would smell the food in a house? I was yes. Unclear with your analogy there.
The second one.
Got it. So the Mets are, in your mind, in Teddy and Yonkers' estimation, you feel like the Mets smell like the food in a house that a rat would go after. So almost like rotten food, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Got it. Luigi, I'm a big Yankee fan, and I appreciate your honesty and your integrity.
Thank you. And applauding
the Yankees and how they're playing without Judge.
100%. Yeah, they're the best team in the American League. I don't think there's any disputing that.
Luigi, but here's the thing.
Yeah, what's the thing?
The American League stinks.
Yes, it does. Let me ask you a question here. Does it stink like the cheese with the rat like the Mets, or do you think it's got a little bit of a better aroma to it?
A better aroma.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. But, Luigi, what good, you know, I love the Yankees. The Knicks won a championship. I'm 77. At least I got that before I die. And I want the Yankees to get one before I leave. But, Luigi, the Dodgers are so good. The Braves are good. Do you feel, and please don't hang up on me.
I won't.
Do you feel that the Yankees can beat Dodgers or Braves or anybody
else
in the NL this year?
Yes. Now,
and tell me why.
Okay,
let me.
I'm going to give you the one on the Dodgers. Now, I'm going to start with something that is not X's and O's with the Dodgers, with the Yankees beating them. It has nothing to do with X's and O's. It's just the simple reality, and we saw this with the Chiefs. It is extremely difficult to go back to back to back. That's hard to do. Like, to win a championship is hard. To win two in a row is hard. To win three in a row, that's very difficult to do. And now you have to beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 years. So it has not. It's just a pure just thing to say. It's not X's and O's. But I feel like that's a reason why the Yankees could beat the Dodgers.
Okay, Lugie, I'll leave
you. And the Braves, I mean, listen, I'm not going to, I mean, the Yankees are just as good to me as the Braves. The one team that you would respect coming out of the National League, if you're the Yankees, respect meaning like you would favor over them, is the Dodgers. Anybody else, the Yankees are going to be favorites in that series. Now, I know favorites, a lot of people don't care about that stuff, but I mean, forget sports books. I mean, just the general perception or the general feel will be the Yankees are favored over the Braves or whoever else comes out of the National League, not named the Dodgers.
Okay. Lugie, I agree with you totally.
Thank you.
Cohen better get up on his
butt. He's got to say something.
And
he's got to say something.
To the public.
Absolutely. I don't think that's being harsh, and I appreciate the call. I don't think that's saying anything that's out of bounds. I've been saying that for a while now. Not repeatedly, because we've had the Knicks here, but this is at least the second time I've said this on this radio station, that Steve Cohen needs to address the public. He needs to address his audience. He needs to address me, you, all of us. And by the way, dealer's choice. He could do it whatever form he wants. And that could be social media. He's got the blue check mark, so he can send out a tweet. They could send out a press release. I would advise them not to do that, but he could sit down with yours truly. He could sit down with whatever show he picks here on this great radio station. He could sit down with Steve Gelbs. He could sit down with Gary Cohen. If he wants to meet with everybody in the media and I probably wouldn't do this either, the big pomp and circumstances, the dog and pony show, I probably would avoid that. But a forum where questions will be asked, statements can be made, and the Met fan, my fellow Met fan, can hear from him about the state of the team, the state of the franchise, what happened in the past, and what's going on in the future. Because that's your way of controlling the narrative, too, which now I'm giving him a little bit of advice. You could control the narrative because there's a lot of crazy things out there, which we don't have to spend more than, I don't want to spend any seconds on them, but you know what they are if you go on social media. It's a minefield out there. And has been for months. Maybe a little pause with the Knicks, but really the first couple months, then the Knicks gave everybody sort of their attention was on that. And now that the Knicks are done, everybody's back to taking shots at my beloved baseball team. And that's part of the reason why Positive Tommy exists, because I want to protect something that I love with every ounce of fiber I have in my body, because they've been a punching bag for a million years. And we know there's a portion of this area that wants nothing more than it, because it's not enough that their team's awesome. They also have to take shots at the other team. But okay, I digress. I'm talking more about the people in my life who are my friends, but they're, quite frankly, they're jerks. And I'll tell them, I'd say worse words off the air, but they know they're jerks. Let's be honest. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If the audience wants to take shots at me, great. That's what I'm here for. But I don't need these chooches taking shots at me. Let's give that. So you got some kind of nerve. They got some kind of nerve. Call up the show and we can have at it.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sportsbook. Use fan cash to unlock unlimited profit boosts, exclusive merch, collectibles, and more. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 plus. See full rules on the WFAN contest page.
Looking for the lowest price on name brand tires? Get to Town Fair Tire and get the guaranteed lowest price on any name brand tire. Nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
Make it a summer of live at PNC Bank Arts Center. Get 4 lawn tickets for just $99. And see June 27th, Santana with the Doobie Brothers. July 5th, The Guess Who with Don Felder. July 12th, Weird Al Yankovic with Puddle's Pity Party and many more. Get your friends and grab tickets now at PNCBankArtsCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Patty, founder of Awesome Techs. I started with a big idea to give old clothes a new life by turning them into recycled fibers and threads. Everyone told me that this was going to be impossible, but Chase for Business believed in me. They gave me a lot of guidance from the beginning.
Get financial guidance from bankers in the New York community and convenient digital tools all in one place. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Real customers compensated. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
And Doug.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Babe, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
And the match is about to begin.
Most of the team is out with COVID-19, so there'll be some substitutes tonight.
What's this? We have an unexpected guest on the field.
It's a dog. Well, they could do with extra players.
She's going for the ball.
Are front paws hands or feet?
Soccer season is full of surprises, and COVID-19 could be one of them. If you test positive, prescription medications may help. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Learn more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Bring the flavor to the World Soccer Championship with Crush Orange Soda. Crush is the perfect pick for every match, highlight, and game-winning goal. Make every match even sweeter with Crush Orange Soda.
For adults with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms, every choice matters. Tremfya offers self-injection or intravenous infusion from the start. Tremfya is administered as injections under the skin or infusions through a vein every 4 weeks, followed by injections under the skin every 4 or 8 weeks. If your doctor decides that you can self-inject Tremfya, proper training is required. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions, increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them, and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or need a vaccine. Explore what's possible. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
This summer, luxury comes in threes. Three premier destinations, Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Ray Katina of Freehold, and Mercedes-Benz of Union. Three reasons to drive Mercedes-Benz. The versatile GLC, the refined GLE, and the Ray Katina experience, where the customer always comes first. Wherever summer takes you, discover luxury SUVs built for every journey. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Ray Katina of Freehold, and Mercedes-Benz of Union, or go to RayKatinaMercedes.com. Three locations, triple luxury, one unforgettable summer.
You matter, and so does your well-being. If you're facing tough moments, struggling with anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, or substance use, help is here anytime you need it. Call, text, or chat 988 for free confidential support. New Jersey's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here 24/7 for you or someone you love, with trained counselors who listen and care without judgment. You matter. Remember New Jersey's 988. A message from the New Jersey Department of Human Services.
The World's Game at BetMGM is here. Bet on the soccer showdowns with two up early payout so that if you're up two, BetMGM will pay you. That's right. Place a pregame straight match result bet on any tournament game. If at any point your team is up by two goals, you'll instantly win your bet. Then enjoy BetMGM's same game parlays, daily promotions, player props, and so much more for the World's Game. Don't miss your shot at an early win with two up early payout to get paid out if at any point your team is up by two goals, regardless of the final outcome of the match. Make it a tournament to remember with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age to wager and physically present in New York only. New and existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Additional terms and restrictions may apply.
The New York Giants are getting ready for a new season. What are your expectations for Big Blue? Join the conversation at 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Always appreciated. And tonight you're not going to get positive Tommy. You're not going to get negative Tommy either. You're not even going to get moderate Tommy. What you're going to get is positive Tommy in moderation. Two things I'm certain about. Number one, David Stearns is not getting fired. He's not going anywhere. That's number one. Number two, the Mets are going to hire a GM. I'm 80% sure it will be Carlos Beltran. As far as Mendoza, I think the Mets have their sights on Alex Cora. There have been multiple opportunities to move on from Mendoza. The Mets have opted not to do that. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten tweets or texts or phone calls. Tonight's the night, be on watch. Mendoza is the guy for now. Cora's not taking a job anytime soon. Why would he? He's getting paid to sit home and enjoy his summer. Who wouldn't do that? And once the season ends, Alex Cora, much like Harbaugh, will be so highly sought after that it's going to take a lot to reel him in. And you're going to have to do like the Giants did, which is a full court press. But Cora certainly comes with an incredible resume, ties to the organization, and he's a name you're going to hear a lot for a lot of teams. Because who wouldn't want the services of Alex Cora? Heck, if the Yankees don't win the World Series, we're going to get calls from Yankee fans saying they should, even if they make the World Series, if they don't win the championship, people are going to call in and say, why don't they hire Alex Cora and fire Aaron Boone? Which is twofold. People can't stand Boone as far as how long he's been here. And also, I'm sure most baseball fans would want Alex Cora managing their baseball team. But that's where I'm at right now as far as that. And then the positive Tommy stuff is, listen, I thought going into June, if they finished 500 with a tough schedule, that would be a good month. They got to go 5-1 in the remaining six to go 500. I'm not going to sugarcoat what happened on the field tonight. Certainly, Garrett Cohen didn't do it. Kudos to him. Kudos to Ron Darling. He didn't do it. So that's what makes those guys the best in the business. I'm sure if Keith was there, he would have been saying the same exact things and echoing those sentiments. So great job, as always, by the best booth in baseball on television. I know people want to talk about run prevention. There was run prevention chance. I think that's just a word that they, like a Seinfeld episode, man hands, low talker, bit of a close talker. Yeah, the Jimmy leg. It's just one of those things that you throw out there. And I get it. Maybe it matters only to David Stearns. It's just something that he concocted. But it's going to be something that sticks with this team until they start winning. As far as the Pete Alonso chance, it was an organizational decision to get rid of Pete Alonso. I love Pete. I wanted him back. Polanco was supposed to be the replacement. He hasn't been able to get on the field. You can chant Pete Alonso every single game the rest of the season. If you know that it's a frustration thing, like honking your horn in traffic, I'm never going to tell somebody not to honk their horn in traffic, but it doesn't make the traffic move any faster. By chanting Pete Alonso, it's not going to get Steve Cohen to relieve David Stern of his duties because Steve Cohen co-signed that. He co-signed it. And I think they feel, and we won't know for a couple of years whether it was the right or wrong decision. Certainly, short term, we all knew, including them, that Pete Alonso was going to hit probably 40 home runs and drive in over 100 RBIs. It wasn't about that. It was about down the line. So if we're going down the canyon of heroes in 5 years with the Mets, nobody's going to say a word about this. And if they're not, and Pete Alonso goes down the canyon of heroes with the Orioles, or just has a great tenure there, then there will be David Stern's day in court. And Steve Cohen, for that matter. And I do, speaking of Steve Cohen, and I've said this before and I'll continue to say it, Steve Cohen needs to address his audience, needs to, whether it's on Twitter, which I would opt for that being the, well, actually, press release would be the worst idea. Then the second worst idea would be Twitter. Then coming on this great radio station would be the best idea. And then if he wants to, say, do a one-on-one with Gelbs or do a one-on-one with Gary Cohen, I think that is certainly acceptable as well, more than acceptable. He could pick, he being Steve Cohen, the platform, the forum. I think that's well within his rights. You don't have to sit there and throw tomatoes at the guy. He wants to win. He spent a ton of money. That's why I get nuts when I hear about the casino stuff. This guy spent a ton of money. He's come on the, not airwaves here, but as far as saying this, he said it inside the locker room that he wants to change the perception of the Met fan from negative to positive. Basically wants everybody to be like me, positive Tommy. The only way that happens, though, is if the team wins. That's the only way it happens. I've been very clear about why I'm positive. If you'd like, I can explain it again. I don't think it needs explanation, but I've explained it a million times. But in order to get everybody in that positive mindset, you got to win year in and year out. And even then, it's difficult. I mean, you know, if there's ever a baseball fan that should be positive year in and year out, you guessed it, it's the Yankee fan. And really, outside of McMonagle, you know, it feels like nobody really has followed that sort of path. But, and I get it, the expectations are very high, but still, you win a million games every year. Let's go to Robert in Somerville here on After Hours. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, is that me?
Yes, it is. What's happening?
You know, Tommy, Disco Tommy, how many clubs have you been in New York City? Anyway, it's another story. My question is, what's the difference between why the Knicks won with chemistry and what's the lack of chemistry with the Mets?
Well, chemistry is a huge part of anything, but...
Of course it is.
But
that's why the Knicks won.
But
they weren't the best team.
Yeah.
They didn't have the best players. If you picked, like, the top 20 NBA players...
Well, the Knicks have two of them.
Would be on that list?
Yes, they have two of them. Brunson and Cat.
Maybe, yeah.
Not maybe.
Okay.
Those, both of those guys are in the top 20. And I would say OG Anunoby's in the top 30. But, to your point, chemistry has a lot to do with it. Now, I do think there have been teams through the years that there were players in the locker room that hated each other. Hold on. We do have breaking news here. What do you got, Nico?
It's not Carlos Mendoza.
Because it's one of those situations, Nico. This is one of those nights where we're waiting on... And by the way, we do have a different, not your fault, we do have a, you know whose fault this is? Rosenberg. He's supposed to tell you the soundbite to play.
He tells me nothing.
He's worthless. So this is one of those nights where we're waiting for Mendoza breaking news. Is this Juan Soto news?
No.
Is this Met news?
Yes.
Is it, give me a hint.
Someone was traded.
Someone was traded. Is this a big one?
I guess not. You know, not the best player on the
team. Okay, so it's either, okay, I'm going to guess it was either Senga or David Peterson.
David Peterson has been traded to the Chicago Cubs.
Traded to the Cubs? The Cubs are here right now. You didn't have to take a long walk for that. That's an interesting way to go about it. Listen, David, you can't come into this locker room, but you could go to the next locker room, and that's your new team. Do we have a return on the trade yet, Nico? Okay, the writing was on the wall for... And I don't think this is the start of the Mets selling their team off. I don't. I really don't. Maybe some people will take it that way. I don't take it that way. I expect Senga to be next, whether it's a DFA or a trade. I'm sure the Mets would love to trade him, but if it's a DFA or send him to the minors or whatever they can do. But David Peterson traded to the Cubs, ironically enough, the team the Mets are playing right now. And when it comes to David Peterson, let me just give him some flowers before we talk about the trade in general. All-star at one point was the most reliable starter for the Mets. And he was a guy to me that had stones. I thought he had some toughness, some goyuns, a guy that I would want on the mound. Made the all-star team last year. And for whatever reason, and this happens sometimes, especially with lefties, they could be great for a couple years, then they could be bad. It just, and then they can regain. And certainly he's going to have the opportunity in Chicago. So I wish David the best. I hope he has success. And he's going to be on a team that's going to be obviously right there in the playoff mix. But it kind of didn't work out for David at the end. So I felt like the writing was on the wall there. And they tried with David Peterson. They tried to go relief. They tried to go back to being a starter. But you kind of felt like David Peterson, his days were numbered. And like I said, I don't think this is the start of the Mets selling off their pieces. I think this is just that they felt like the time to move on from Peterson. And hey, it's a team you're playing against, so it's easy to negotiate. I mean, David Stearns could have just went out for a cup of coffee with the Cubs there and just say, hey, you want Peterson? But there you have it. David Peterson has been traded. And you gotta, Nico, talk to Rosenberg to get the sounder is good, but we have another sounder here. Rosenberg just is completely useless. He doesn't send an email out to everybody to tell them what to play during the show. Nothing,
I was told,
right?
This was the glue guy.
You would think the glue guy here at the radio station, because part of being the glue is that you, when you're off, which he is for the next couple of weeks, I think he's going on vacation somewhere, you would think you would leave your replacements with everything they need in order to have a smooth, successful broadcast and play all the correct elements. But in this case, Paul Rosenberg left with his tail tucked between his legs, didn't say anything to you, probably didn't say anything to whoever's going to be here next week, and he just puts his hands in the air. There's no accountability. There's nothing for him. But yet he's the glue. Okay. But yeah, there's a soundbite. It's basically Darud Sandstorm. It's the middle of the song, sort of the beat of it. The, what do they call that? The drop. So if you wanted to just roll on it yourself, but I'm sure it's somewhere in the system. But if you hear that sounder, not the one you just heard, but was that a good impression of it? Probably not. My apologies to Darud. But if you hear that, there'll be breaking news. So it's wasn't Mendoza, but the Mets have traded David Peterson to the Cubbies. Jeremy is here on the Fan After Hours. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's up? Got off the game. Listen, I think the Mets need to get rid of Mendy. It's not about turning the season around at this point. I think it's just about sending a message. The team is basically playing like they've quite quit. And I just think a change would just be good. You know, it's David Peterson trade. You know, is what it is. You know, I like them, but I guarantee you he's going to pitch really good for the Cubs, and I think that's on the manager.
Well, listen, I think that's something to monitor too, Jeremy, because obviously the Cubs are going to be in some big games here. They're a team that is in all likelihood getting to October when it's all said and done, and we'll see how they use him. But Peterson and how he pitches in Chicago, but listen, sometimes you just need a change of scenery. But to your point, maybe this scenery in general right now is not good for anybody involved, and I think Peterson will be a good case study for the next couple of months, and we'll see what happens after this. Jeremy, I'm not expecting much other than a Senga move right now, but for the time being, Peterson is the guy we could look at on another team and see how he performs.
Yeah, and I think it's going to let you know how the message is getting across by Mendoza. I mean, listen, at this point, you know, if a manager comes and turns the season around, great, but I don't think that's happening. But I think just getting anyone, and it's not about getting Cora or anything.
Yeah, it'll just be, they'll hire within. Someone's going to get promoted. It's not going to be Cora or someone like that. It's going to be a promotion within the organization.
Yeah, today was brutal. I was there. I'm actually going tomorrow.
Were you there for both, or you were there just tonight or today? When were you there for?
I was there tonight. I wish I was there with the Norwegian guys.
Yeah, that was something, right? And listen, the World Cup fans are amazing, and I'm seeing them every day here. It's incredible. And at some point, Jeremy, I'm going to talk some soccer, but obviously tonight is not the night for it, but Team USA is playing a great ball. But we will talk about it. But yeah, no, that was a great scene out there. And look, tonight, obviously, whether it's the Pete Alonso chance or the run prevention chance or the outcome or the errors, not exactly the game that you want to be at or attending, but, you know, sometimes that's just what it is to be a fan, and those times make the great times even more sweeter, you know?
Yeah, they made, I mean, in my opinion, I counted 8 errors, and, you know, whatever the official scoring was, but
I got you, Jeremy. Listen, I got to run, though. 888, my apologies on that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.